Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
Today, I would like to introduce myself. I was the pastor in the Chinese congregation. And beside the pastoral role, I and Celine, we also have a ministry from Bethel. We are doing the single life workshop and a marriage workshop here in Taiwan. And we translate here it in from English to Chinese, and we are doing ministry here. Yeah, and I think some of them already joined single life workshop last year. Yeah, this might have many breakthroughs. Yeah, and yes. So and now I'm also a papa. That we have a 7 months old baby Elizabeth. Yeah. There's a quick story about Elizabeth. Yeah. When Pastor Casey invited me to come to the church, and I asked the Lord that if you want me to become a pastor, then you have to give me a fresh child. Otherwise, the people will say that, Johannes, you are working too hard and you don't have a child and it doesn't honor your name. So I pray, Lord, that if you want me to pastor a church, then give me a child. And so I'm waiting for Celine pregnancy. Yeah. But wait, doesn't happen. But I feel that God give me a calling to spend time with some of the people for a long time. There's a calling to be a pastor. So I answered Pastor Casey. So okay, I come. And after I answering, Celine are pregnant, this January, I officially become pastor in the Chinese congregation. In February, Elizabeth born. So I named Elizabeth because the name in Hebrew is God's covenant. Yeah, it's the package from the Lord. Yeah, so God is faithful. Amen.
Amen.
So there's some quick story about when I was not Christian. I was studying in NTNU in Shida University, and because some hurt or some trauma in the school, and I feel some unfair and injustice. So I decided to become a school president in the church, in a university. I do the election and I won, maybe because I'm handsome. but I spent 5 years in that area to fighting or to using my strengths to make the society better. Yeah, I was a student president, and I also 2 years in the advisory of a committee of Ministry of Education in our government, and also the committee of school president selections, yeah, of NTNU. So, and also write a book about how to function a student government. Yeah, this is what I was not become a Christian. So in next season, I relying on my own way to change the society. I want to be a teacher because I feel that being a teacher is doing education is the best way to change the society. I become a student president because I feel that I can have a power, have a right position to change the environment, but it's in our own strength, in our own wisdom. And something that really changed my life is I go to the army that, you know, from this to this, the shape from this heavy to be thin. This is one part, good change. But the other two, very, very difficult change. And that season is, one thing is that I break up with my ex-girlfriend. Yeah, we date for 5 years, and I feel that we might can married, but yeah, she break me when I was in the army. And the second is that when I leave my position in the school, in the education, Ministry of Education, I feel everything are changed. A new person coming, and then they have a different mindset, different ideas. And maybe I did something good, but it doesn't continue a lot. Yeah. And yeah, it's experiencing the change in my life. Yeah. And when I was planning to become a teacher, but during last season, we found out that my father got cancer, so I decided to go to help my father's family business. And when I joined the family business, I have a lot of conflict with my dad. So it's a very horrible season in my life. And I was a very horrible season, and I meet one of my friends. And my friend saw me was very depressed, and my friend say, "Oh, Johannes, you look very unhappy. Maybe you have to find a girl then that you happy." And I feel maybe it's a good solution. And she say that, "Okay, I know one of my female friend. She is a Christian. Would you mind?" And I say, "Okay, then we can meet. We can meet and decide that we will date or not." I have nothing. I have no idea about what is Christianity. So also, I start to meet with the girl. And when I meet the girl say that, "Okay, if you want to date with me, then you don't need to become a Christian, but you have to go to the Sunday service every week." And I feel it's a good deal. After the service, then we can date. Yeah, some girl, they need LV, some girl need Gucci, and you all just need me to go to the church every Sunday. So good deal. So I was very faithful at that time. Not faithful to the God, but faithful to the girl. We have an agreement, so I go to the church every week. And yeah, I was very enjoy the preaching. The preaching is encouragement. It's encouraging, but I was not very enjoy about the worship. I feel very boring that standing 30 minutes. Yeah. And some people are weird. They are crying and they are kneel down and they are shaking their hands, and I feel weird. So I usually will late go to the church, 25 minute delayed, and last five minute worship come and everyone standing and no one aware me come inside, and then everyone sit down and I sit down, and watch the. And see the preaching. Yeah, it's the season that I was inside that time, and the church member encouraged me go to the small group, and so the small group leader always phone me, and I usually tell them, I'm busy, I have work after I have to work at in the after in the evening. So usually I go to the small group maybe twice per month. Yeah, this is not in the agreement. I only agreed that go every Sunday, not every small group meeting. Yeah, but last season, yeah. But I think God have a way to find in us. Yeah, to find in us. After a few weeks, the girl feel that maybe I'm okay to consider to date. So we at least I go to church every Sunday. Yeah, and then we have a dating formal negotiation. Yeah, she gave me the rules from the dating rules of the Christian. Yeah, 2-page A4. And okay, after I read it, the most important thing is that you can't have sex before marriage. And at that season, I already far beyond the rules. Yeah, so I tell my ex-girlfriend that I honor you. You have these rules, but I feel that I cannot make it. I cannot make a promise that I cannot make it. Yeah. And she was very disappointed. She feel that why every man are the same. And I was also feel very disappointed because I feel that I'm a good man, but why I cannot follow the rules. I cannot like if my girl I love, why I cannot agree to her. So we are both very disappointed and we go home separately and I sleep. And at night I have a dream. I have a dream. In a dream I saw myself kneel down and pray to the Lord. And I was very shocked and wake up. And first thing come to my mind is I just go to church for a few weeks. Why I have those dreams? It's very weird. Yeah. But suddenly I receive two sentences. One is Ephesians 5:25. You have to, as a husband, you have to love your wife as like Jesus loved the church. And the second sentence is not in the verse. The second sentence is God told me that if you are a shepherd, then I will give you a shepherd's wife. And now I understand it's an encounter of God. It's an encounter in God, that I feel that I was changed. I changed my life in the Middle East. I like it's kind of like I meet a God, amazing and mighty God, and if there's a God, maybe I have to thinking about His will. It's not only my will. So I send a message in the 5 o'clock in the morning and tell my ex-girlfriend that, okay, I encounter God and I have a dream and God tell me 2 sentences and I feel I can follow the rules. And the second is that maybe one day I will be full-time and become a pastor. And she was very agree the first one, but not very sure about the second one. Yeah, but in the end we are not come together. We break, and after we break, I leave her church. Yeah, I feel embarrassing and just leave the church. Then I come to the church just nearby, the Truth Church, Zhenlitang. And when I go to the Truth Church, I meet one of my very important person in my life. It's my spiritual father, Pastor Moses Su. Yeah. In that season, every Wednesday night, if I don't have any schedule, then he will have dinner with me. He will have a dinner with me. It's, we have a regular discipleship, almost half a year. And when I become a pastor, now I understand how precious that a pastor spend one night per week with me. And I think in that half year, I feel that God are using my spiritual father to let me feel that, really feel that I'm priceless. I'm priceless. So sometimes when we are doing the discipleship encounter, when we engage people, we are not only let them to believe in Jesus. Sometimes we also have to let them feel the God's love, the God's unconditional love. So after 6 years, then I in the church, then I baptized and become Christian. Yeah, I was baptized in 2014 February. So this is my seventh years of my Christian life. When the baptized ceremony come, there are two of my friends come to see the ceremonies. One is my high school friend. He said, "Johannes, I already pray for you for over 10 years." And the other is my colleague in my company. She said that last week she just prayed for the Lord that please give me a Christian colleague in my company. Then after that she prayed, she find out that I'm become Christian. So always God's timing. And so after I baptize, I start to serve. I start to have a small group in my company. And of course I have only little understanding of Bible, of the Lord's philosophy, or the knowledge of the Christianity. So what I do is I will listen the True Church Sunday service very carefully, and to copy the message and to share in a small group. Because in the company, the people are non-believer and from different church. They haven't hear the message. And it start to serve. And I feel that God are very happy that I'm serving. Even I'm unexperienced, even I'm unmature, but God love the heart of serving. And if I have we have a heart for serving, we have a heart for seeking God, and God will expand in us. Amen. And after a few months, I was in the True Church. God leading me to Beijing, to mainland China, because of the business, the family business. My father sent me to work in the Beijing, and I think there's two very important things that I God bring me to Beijing. One is meet Celine, my wife, and the second is I start to know how to listen and follow Holy Spirit. In True Church, it's a mega church. It's like a 5-star hotel. You have a very good service, nice building, and good worship, and nice preacher. And actually, go there, don't need too much serve. But when I go to Beijing, maybe it's more like our season in every nation right now. It's like camping. So if you have food, then you have to cook by yourself. If you want to sleep, then you have to build a camp. And so it gave me many, many opportunity to serve. The first time I go to the church, I meet Celine. Celine was a worship leader, and I saw her. Wow, it's an amazing girl. And then when after the service, Celine was a small group leader, and I was joined her small group. And the first time I joined the small group, Celine asked me, tell me that, Johannes, can you help me to lead a table of people? And I was thinking, I was so that, wow, you very trust a new friend, new coming friend to the church. The first time I come and you ask me to lead. But when I more understanding about the church, I realized at that time that church only they have over 50% non-Christian. So I'm a Christian, then I have more understanding and more experience about than the non-Christians, new friends, so then I serve. So I started to teach, I started to even preach, I started to worship and to be in the worship on the stage. But I still have little experience. So how can I do? I pray. The first lesson I teach in the church is to introduce Jesus. Is to introduce Jesus. It's a lesson for the seeker who willing to baptize. And in the morning, I was preparing the message. I was half serious and half kind of like joking or have fun to pray to Jesus. I pray to Jesus. I say that, Jesus, you are a mighty God. You know everything. And now I have to introduce you. So tell me, how should I introduce you? Kind of like half serious and half like fun and pray. And then Jesus answered me. Jesus say that if you want to introduce me, you have to know my Father, which kind of Father he is. And when I read the Bible, I tell Jesus, oh, our God, our Heavenly Father is the Father who are faithful and full of mercy. And Jesus say, that's right. So I come. That's right. We have a mercy and faithful Father. So this is the reason I come to earth and die on the cross. I was encounter God before I preach. I was crying and weeping. This is the Rhema. This is the Rhema from the Lord. And then I received the Rhema and I share the message to the people. And one day I was teaching about prayer. When I teach, I ask the people about, okay, there's two kind of prayer. One is the language you understand, and the other is speaking in tongues. And suddenly, I ask, who want to receive the prayer language? Please raise your hand. And some people raise hand. And after that, I was very regret that I say in the world, because I don't know how to do that. So after the lesson, the class, I say, okay, the people, if you want to receive the prayer language, come to the front. And we invite all the small group leader lay hand on them. Yeah, this is If they don't have prayer language, it's not my fault. It's the small group leader's fault. but when that time, when I pray, when people pray, there is a girl. When the people just laying hand on her, she started to speak in tongues. And God is teaching me, I want to serve, but it's not serve by my own, it's Him. And we starting to have a prayer meeting. I when I read the Bible, I find out prayer is important. But so I ask my pastor, why we don't have prayer meeting in the church? And my pastor say, because we live too far away and it's a new church, difficult to have a prayer meeting. And I asked the pastor, can I have a prayer meeting in a small group? And the pastor said, sure, you can have. So we organize a prayer meeting. And when I gather the people, I have a trouble because I actually never attend or lead a prayer meeting. And I was wonder, some people say in a prayer meeting, they will have a signs wonder. People will heal, people will speak in tongues, people, they have a supernatural manifestation, and how can it make it? And then I pray, and God tell me that say that I am the Lord of the prayer meeting. You have to let me lead the prayer meeting, the process, and the result. So I understand, okay, if I lead a prayer meeting, the only things I have to do is worship and pray to Him and let Him lead the prayer meeting. And that prayer meeting, we pray for 5 hours. Now, if I have experience, I know the prayer meeting has to be 2 hours, not 5 hours, but I don't know, so we pray forever. Yeah. And only use the small YouTube, Bluetooth, the sound. Yeah, we use 10 songs and pray, and all fresh believer. But some people receive vision, some people speak in tongues, even some people, they have a gift to translate the tongues. God shows up. It's not because our wisdom, it's because our desire. So in that season, I start to learn how to walk in with the Holy Spirit. Please, next page. When I was the age of 30, I feel the calling that God asked me to become full-time. So in that season, I pray to the Lord that God, if you want me to be a full-time, then you have to open the door for me because I'm a such young Christian. And the second is that God, I have many bad experiences of dating. If you want me to serve, then you have to give me a wife. Yeah, it's package, also package. Yeah. So when I pray, in May, during my birthday, I start to pray, serious pray. And then some speaker and even our senior pastor at that church are asking Celine to consider to date with me. God is sending His servants to release the message to Celine, but Celine doesn't catch the message. Yeah, yeah. And then I have a dream about I and Celine, and I text her. And she was my leader at that moment. And after 5 minutes, I got Celine's call. Celine asked me to meet with her, have an appointment at that night. She wanted to deal with her disciples' relationship problem. Yeah. So the first time when I meet, when I meet Celine, and Celine, the first question Celine asked me is, "Do you like me?" And in Bible, Jesus say, if answer is yes, then yes. No is no. Not sure is not sure. So my answer is yes. So Celine give me the second question. The second question you have to pray one scripture about your marriage, and we can match your scripture and my scripture. And I was shocked. I said, how can I find a scripture about your password? Yeah. But God just tell me in the middle that I already give you a scripture 2 years ago. So I tell Celine, I don't need to pray. I have a scripture. It's Ephesians 5:25. It's the word of knowledge. Yeah. And it's the one my life, the timing that I need the most faith to speak. I was very nervous. Yeah. Yes. But when I spoke, Celine was very shocked because the scripture God given to Celine is exactly the same than mine. So in May, I pray, and in August, we start to date, and then in November, we both move from Beijing to Taiwan. When I received God's package, I was very on fire. I tell the Lord that whatever place you want me to go, then I go. Africa, I go. Philippines, I go. Middle East, I go. And then God tell me, you have to go back to your hometown to share the gospel to your neighbor. So I know God sent me back to Taipei. Yeah, this is what I begin to serve. Yeah, this is part of my story I want to share today. And there are some favorite scripture I want to share in the end of the message. In Matthew 7:7, say that, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. So the story that I become Christian and I started to serve, I feel the God is the God who answers our prayer. The God is the God who wants us to seek Him. And the next one. And in Matthew 5:6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. I was very hungered, want to know more about God. And in this scripture, God doesn't, how matter we are, how hungry we are, God will fill us. It's like a buffet. It's like a buffet. So if we are very, very hungry, then we'll receive a lot. Next one. And when I go back to see the God's leading of my life, I feel I'm only a very normal person. When I pray before I married Celine, I have a quiet time with the Lord, and I pray and about all my sin previous in a relationship, and I pray very detailed And the prayer is about few hours. Very sinful person. But after I pray, I feel God's unconditional love. If this is a resume. If it's a resume, then no company will accept me. But the God led me to serve on His temple. God led me to shape His child, His precious child in the earth. It's not because I have wisdom or have ability. It's because God's faithful and mercy. And when I to look back that our marriage, I and Celine, we got the same scripture, the very strong confirmation. It's not because I'm holy. It's because I need it. Because God knows our marriage will face many difficulties. God knows, God wants to protect my marriage because we are doing marriage ministry. It's not because I'm holy. It's not because me. It's because God. And the last one. And when I, in January, it's very weird. In after the New Year's Eve, I was wake up, and it's very weird feeling. Oh, I become a pastor in the church. And in that midnight, early morning, I pray to the Lord. Maybe it's Holy Spirit lead me as a prayer. I say to the Lord, God, if I can serve you on a stage 30 or 40 years, after I serve so many years, please don't let people remember there's a mighty preacher on the stage. God, let people remember there's a people so hunger you on the stage. We hunger God because God is awesome. Amen. Amen. So we have some prayer time. We invite everyone to stand up. During the worship music, I invite you to open your heart. To open your heart. And to ask the hunger. To ask that God give you the hunger of Him. Because when we hunger Him, He will show up. When we pray, He will answer our prayer. Yeah, Lord, thank you. Thank you that this morning we can come together. Lord, thank you in this morning we are seeking you. Lord, you led us to open our heart, to be humble in your presence. Lord, we need you. Our life need you. Our family need you. Our church needs you. Our city needs you. Our nation needs you. Lord, you just come. You just come to encounter us. Lord, you just come. Come to change our life. Lord, you just come. Come to change our nations. Lord, we want you come.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.